Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, Savior, Master, Deliverer, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, one over all, in all, through all. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That means that the whole thing belongs to Him. All of it. The heavens, the hells, the outermost extremities, every fathomable thought, all of it is His. I know. The worlders get angry about stuff like that because they're like, no, this is mine. Don't you see my property rights and my pieces of paper that I have to try to say that I own this and I own that? But no, the truth is that He owns it all. And but He allows things to go on a certain way for a window of time, because in the way that people interact with this dimension and in this time and in this season that they have called life, they solidify their eternal reality and who they are and what they choose. So, you know, it's not about so much that which is around us and that which is going on the external, but it's about that which is within and the true nature and the true state of who you are, be you in Christ or be you apart from Christ. And if you're in Christ, what happens is He continues to refine and chisel away those pieces that are not like Him, and you daily are being transformed into His image and into His likeness. And if you are not, then you continue to go from worse to worse, deceiving and being deceived, selfish, and rotten on the inside. And life is only sorrow and despair, shattered hopes, broken dreams. And even for those in their system that think that they have achieved and appear to have achieved on the outside, there's only sorrow and remorse and regret. And they look back on their lives in shame for what they've become. If they have a conscience left, a lot of them actually have seared their conscience. There's nothing really there except demonic spirits that use them during the remainder of their time here until they've just kind of sapped them dry, and then they just leave them a rotting corpse on the side of the road and move on to the next sellout that leaves an open door for those demons to jump in and out of. Yes, such is life. Such is life in this world. Do we worry about it? No. Are we concerned about it? No, not really. Are we aware? Yeah, of course. It is not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way. Proverbs 19. So, it is good to have knowledge that goes along with the zeal that we have in Christ Jesus. Zeal for His house has consumed us. It fills us. We have a desire for the things of God. We have a desire to walk with Him. We have a desire to know Him. And that pressing desire results in also a longing to live an authentic life, and longing to live a true life, a longing to be that which He made us to be. Oh yes, it is possible. Oh yes, it is probable. If you would press on with Him, you will experience the reality of what it is that God made you to be. Most people don't find that, because what ends up happening with them is they choose to stop along the way. They choose to sell out along the way. They choose the world along the way, or themselves along the way. And by doing so, they step out of Christ and into their own thing. They become separate from the source, which is the vine, which is Christ Jesus, and they now are an individual entity apart from Him, detached from Him. Now possibly fused with the world, but the main point being broken off from that which is life and truth, which is Christ. See, the only way for life to flow through you, and me, of course, is for us to be one in Him. Because He is the source of life. And for those that are His, nothing can pull us out of His hand. And yet, so neither height nor depth, nor power, nor principality, nor anything in this world can pull us out of His hand. And yet, at the same time, you can choose, I can choose to depart from Him. Choose you this day whom you will serve. I can choose to step away from Him. And in so doing, break that oneness that I can have with the Spirit of God. But it's my choice. And I get the eternal ramifications of that choice if I so choose. At the same time, I can choose to remain with Him. And if you remain in Him and His words remain in you, you will bear much fruit. The Spirit of God will flow through you. The character and the nature of God will be exemplified in your life. The fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22-23. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, thoughtfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The very nature of God will be in and through your life. Oh, wow. It can be and is yours in Him. Comes to the point where people see you, they see Him. And incidentally, when they don't like you as a result of that, just keep in mind that they didn't like Him first. Because, why? Because it's light. And any time that light comes on in a dark place, that which loves darkness does not like the light. Hence, the toxic reaction that they have, the allergic reaction, I should say, that they have to your presence. And all of their pharma, all of their things that they do to try to just deal with your presence, and ultimately the only thing they can come up with is to try to break you, to try to recruit you, or to try to kill you. Because, frankly, they can't deal with you in the state that you're in, which is free in Christ Jesus, following His Spirit, following the leading of His Spirit, doing what He says for you to do, going where He tells you to go, trusting Him for your provision and your protection, your leadership, your guidance, your direction, and what you would do in this life. They can't deal with that. Because theirs is another source. Theirs is another place. Theirs is that which is given to them from another spiritual place. Here's the irony of it, is that, back to the start, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God owns all of it, including the enemy's side. In the end, it's God's devil, because Lucifer is a created being. Lucifer is, and the devil and all that's, everything on that side, God allows to exist because it serves His purposes. It serves the desire and intention that the Father has. That, you know, part of that is that we need an effective test. See, if we were to walk through this life and all things being hunky-dory, easy, smooth path, easy sailing, what kind of a test would that be? What kind of a life would that be? What kind of a way would you have to go through to, and in fact, experience the depth of God's love, power, creative ability to sustain and protect you amidst tremendous external obstacles. We need an adversary. Just for example, Jesus. If there was no devil and demonic forces and all of that, how then would we have ever known the depth of the love of Christ by what he did for us on the cross? It required, you know, an enemy like that to, and for God to be willing to go that route to show. He used the devil to exemplify and show the depth of his own love. This is the Romans 8:28, for God causes all things to work together for the good of those that love him, that are called according to his purpose. This is the, you know, God does this a lot. Pharaoh and Moses. God hardens Pharaoh's heart to not allow the people, the children of Israel, to go. And as a result, God then puts the smackdown in classic biblical fashion. And the plagues that come to Israel, each of them decimating the different gods that the Israelites, that the Egyptians put their trust in. Each plague specifically designed to not only to put the smack down, but also to destroy the very fabric of what they believed in. The instruments of that they, the things that they worshipped, became their plagues. And likewise, the same thing is happening even in the day that we live in now. The things that people worship have now become their plagues and their masters, cruel masters. So those that have sold out to the world are now being plagued and inflicted by the world. Those that sold out to money and materialism are now being cruelly handled by that which they sold themselves out to. And likewise, those that have actually done it right and have given their lives over to the Spirit of God are reaping the eternal benefits by of sowing to the Spirit. If you sow to the flesh, from the flesh you reap destruction. If you sow to the Spirit, from the Spirit you reap life. So you will sow. You will sow. It is just where you sow and what it is that you put that energy into, what it is that you put that effort, the intention of your heart into. And know that God will be glorified. Know that God's purposes will be accomplished. In the end, his kingdom will come, has come, is coming, has always been. His kingdom come, his will be done, absolutely. And nothing that the world would try can stop that. Nothing that the world would do can circumvent that. Yes, of course, they're being allowed to have this window for a period of time, very short time, I might add, where certain things are allowed to ramp up and they believe they have control. But you know what? Even in that process of believing they have control, I find it funny the way that God throws monkey wrenches in along the way. And those that thought that they would be something, he just turns up the heat a little bit, tosses a few of them off. Because, again, God is no respecter of persons. And if Nebuchadnezzar, who as a king and as a global power had far more global authority and power and influence than any of the kings of the world of this day, if Nebuchadnezzar could have the smackdown put on him by God, who do you think these guys are this day that have become laws unto themselves, that blaspheme the Spirit of God, that speak words against the King of Kings. God gives them a space to repent. God gives them a window of time to get themselves right, but that window closes very quickly, and each and every one of them are brought to account. Some of them very openly and overtly, just so that others would take note and fear God and perhaps turn and be saved. And then others quietly off the radar of the world, because they really don't want people to see what happens to them. The world works very hard to keep that quiet, to keep that hush-hush, as it were. Because if the illusion's broken, people might actually turn to God. So they have to hide the destruction of their own and the top-level sellouts when they happen. Because if you knew, if the worlders knew, they would be very scared. You know, death scares the worlders. Death scares the people of this world. The thought of leaving this life is very, very scary to them. Why? Because they've invested all that they are in this world. And this world is coming apart. And their world comes apart when the time comes for them to leave. And they realize, they know for themselves, that they've put everything in on this side here. And nothing that they've done has any lasting or eternal benefit. They even know that even with their charity works, even with the charities that they do, they know that they did it out of selfish motive, selfish intent, not in connection with the Spirit of God, not led by Him. And so they even know in the core of their being how empty all of it is. Do you know that? That when you do things apart from the Spirit of God, they're empty. There's no lasting or eternal benefit at all. So that remains the issue. It's either Him or not. Connection with the Spirit of God or apart from Him. If you're in connection with Him, then just do what He tells you to do and enjoy the journey for what it is. And if you're not in connection, then it doesn't matter what you do. It all is burned up. If you're not in connection with the Spirit of God, you can be doing good things, charitable works, all of that. Or you can be doing really bad things. All of it is done in separation. And all of it is burned up and doesn't last. There may be more severe consequences in the natural as well for some of the bad things you do, but in the end, on an eternal scale, none of it lasts, none of it matters, none of it means anything, and it is all blown away as so much chaff. Nope, only that which is done in spirit and in connection with the Spirit of God lasts, means anything, has any significance whatsoever on God's plan and purpose. So, that said, it's a wonderful, wonderful time to be part of what the Spirit of God is doing. It's an amazing time to be in connection with Him, because some truly incredible things are coming the way of God's people. And in that process, you and I have to be committed to the work of the Spirit in us. You and I have to be committed to, by your free will, to following Him, to not getting distracted, to not losing the focus that the Spirit of God intends for you and I to keep each and every day. God intends that you would will of your spirit to follow Him. He doesn't override that will, but He stretches out His hand and offers for you to come with Him. He offers for you and for I to be His disciples. And He desires that we make the choice, that we choose this day the right way, that we live and not die. God desires that we live. He desires that we would have life and have it more abundantly. But it comes on His terms. And so you and I make the decision to follow Christ, to do things His way. And in that, we understand that we have life and that we reap the eternal benefits of following Him in this life, in this side, in this reality, as well as that which He has in store for us in the time to come. So it's a good thing. Hey, love you guys. God bless you. Be encouraged. Know that He's in control, and don't fret about the things that are going on around you, in the world around you. God's in control. That stuff is just that. It's just stuff that's going on in the world around you. Yes, when God tells you, absolutely, pray. When God instructs you, absolutely, do what He tells you to do. And in so doing, God's purpose will be manifest. But realize that it's not about your doing or your activity, but about the service that you would do as it relates to what the Spirit of God leads you to do. So don't have knee-jerk reactions to the things going on. Just check the Spirit and ask God to tell you what to do about it. If He says nothing, don't worry about it. Just let it be. In time to come, all things are dealt with. Everyone reaps what they sow. All have to deal with the life and the choices and the decisions that they've made. So a lot of things, you can just leave them there and let them be what they are. And you be light. You be truth. You be what a standard of what God intends, and let all else be what it is. But you trust. You move on. Let the dead bury the dead. You follow Him. With that, hey, I love you guys. God bless you. It's great to be able to catch up with you guys again. So, hey, I'll catch up with you again soon. Just short word, encourage you, love you, keep on keeping on. All right, talk to you later.